Franz Liszt is widely considered in the world of music as nothing short of a legend. His legacy spans from opera, chamber, and religious music to some of the best music written for the piano. His greatest contribution to the pianistic community, though, might be the invention of the solo recital. Franz Liszt was the first musician not to share the stage with anybody. He was considered the daredevil, and as his fame grew, he was considered a god. When he started playing solo recitals, people all over Europe wanted to hear him. The English in particular were very curious to hear and judge for themselves. In 1840, Liszt first toured England with great success. However, that would be the last time they'd heard him in 35 years. Imagine having the best food in the world once, but not being able to taste it again in 35 years. You would beg and beg for more of that food. This was the English attitude towards Liszt after his triumphant return in 1886, the last year of his life. Liszt's health was quickly declining. He did not longer play the huge monstrous recitals he once did, but his playing was still incomparable. This piano was made specially for Liszt during his stay in England from April 3rd to 19th. It contains tremendous sentimental value since this would be Liszt's last visit to England. Liszt preferred Bechstein pianos all his life, and when he taught, he always made sure that his student played on a Bechstein. The piano here gives example of why C. Bechsteins are loved everywhere. A beautiful tone and great sound production are among the qualities that Bechstein piano provides. This piece attracted me because of the rarity and value of it. As I have said before, Franz Liszt is on the Mount Rushmore of piano. Having a piano in which he played is an honor and something to be very proud of. The music in this podcast is Liszt Ballade No. 2, performed by me, Ulysses Magana de la Paz. This has been Ulysses Magana de la Paz with another Bulldog podcast.